We are learning with Sefer Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the page on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. We're continuing a little bit with the sugya of Kli Cheres, which is the earthenware keli, and the shaila is what makes it, when it becomes tummy, you can't put it in the mikvah, so you have to break it. What's called that it's broken? What type of hole is it called broken by? And other dinim regarding Kli Cheres. Amar Avasi, Shoinim, we learned, which means with the Tanaim said in the Braisa, Kli Cheres, Shi'uroi B'Koinis Mashke. The Kli Cheres, the shear is, when it starts becoming enough of a hole that's not a Kli, it's B'Koinis Mashke. If Mashke could get into it, if it's a big enough hole that you put it on top of liquid, liquid will be able to get into the Keli. And what is that? That's the Gavi Chantos, we said. That Legabe, using this keli for para aduma, if it has enough big enough hole that mashka can get in, then it's not kosher to use for para aduma this keli. But le amru moitzi mashka, the only time we said that if it has a leak that something could drip out, a small hole smaller than kindness mashka, it's only a hole that could water could drip out, but no water could get in. That's only Metarit, only le'inyan gistero, belvat. Only le'inyan gistero, which is shards of a kli cheres. But an actual kli cheres that has a hole of moitzi mashka, has a leak that's dripping out mashka, it'll be a good keli for everything. Like we said before, Rava said the same thing before. The Gemara says, what's the reason? My timer. On my zutra, why? What's the reason that if it has a leak, it's not a problem? So the reason is because you could put something under it to hold up the leak. So same thing in a gistero, a shard, you also could put something under it to stop the leak. So what's the problem? So why is it tahar? My time. You don't say, bring a shard to put under the shard. If a shard has a little hole in it, it's not worth anything, you throw it in the garbage. And you just bring another shard. You don't put a patch on a shard. If you have a whole kli cheres and has a little tiny leak, all you do is put something under it, and that will catch leak, and you can still use it very well, and therefore it's 100% keli. If a full keli has a little hole, that's moitzi mashka, it's a good keli. But a gistero, which is a piece of a keli, which is a shard, there it has the smallest hole already. It's not worth keeping it around, and you throw it out. So tomorrow, vaita oma ulo, pliga ba trei amarei marava. We had yesterday that we know something that's attached to the ground. There's no hechsher. Hechsher means that the food has to get wet before kavu kaval tuma. So halacha is that anything that's mechubal karka, hechsher does not work for that. Because every plant, it rains on it and doesn't call hechsher. So we said before that a kuliyam, if something's in a flower pot with a hole in it, the halacha is that it's not, if a hole in it, it's just nakuf, so it's called mechubar, and hechsher does not work. Now what size hole does it have to be called attached? So we saw before in rubber holes that are big enough for shavish katan, it's a big enough for like a small root, that's big enough. And now we're gonna have other shittas to that. Amulah pligavat rebbe my rubber raise by oven rabbi bar zavda chad on my kamaitzi rima in order to be called the otzitz nakuv that it's attached and there will not be called hechsher is only if the hole of the flower pot is the size of a pomegranate. The Chadama Kesherish Cotton. Other man, the Yama says, like the size of a small root, like we have a foreign Rava. So it's Machlaikas here. V'simonech, to remember the Shiurim, you have a simon. Echad Hamarba v'Echad Hamamet. It's a Mishnah in Menachos that says, Echad Hamarba v'Echad Hamamet v'Vad Shiachav and Libra L'Shemayim. So here, in the Rava's memory before, there's a bunch of different shurim. There's Moitzi Mashka, Machnas Mashka. That has nothing to do with this. But then you have three more shurim. Shurish Katan, Moitzi Zayis, and Moitzi Rimoin. Those are three shurim. So the simon is to remember, this machloikis says, one says the biggest shir, and one says the smallest shir. Echad Hamarba v'Echad Hamamet. The biggest shir is Kerimoin, other one says Shurish Katan. Neither of them says Kemoitzi Zayis. So the simon to remember is Echad Hamarba, which is the biggest shir is Rimoin, and the other one that holds Echad Hamamet, the smallest shir, which is Shurish Katan. Another halacha, Amar Rav Chinah bar Kana, Shmei de Rabbi Eliezer, Kli Cheres Shi'urei Kemoitzi Zayisim. A Kli Cheres, the shir that makes it that it's not a keli anymore, it's a vatlet from Shem Keli, is if it has a hole the size of olives. This is like Rava said before. Kliki glalim kli avonim kli adama shem kavon tuma. Let me the Torah the Rishayim. He added on something else. He added on like this, that once it has a whole kazesim, it's like kli glalim kli avonim kli adama dam kavon tuma. Let me the Torah let me the Rishayim. So what does that mean? That means to exclude what Rava was saying. Rava said that when it has a whole moisis ayis, it's not a keli anymore. But if you put set aside now to carry pomegranates, then it is a good keli. And Tula has a shear of a whole of Rimayim, it's still a good keli. That's what we learned yesterday in Rava. This man the is arguing with Rava and holds, once it has a hole in it, because size of a zesim, then the halacha is, it's not makabel tuma, even if I was miyachad for Rimayim, like Rashi says. But filo yichtel Rimayim, it's still tahar. Well, Ian Summit Pasel, Aji Yifchis Rubai. And regarding if it's in a mace, in a oil hamace, and you want to protect the stuff inside of oil hamace, as long as the hole is not roiv of the keli, it's fine, and it protects the stuff inside it from oil hamace. Ach yifchais ruvei. Now Rashi asks, either there's a Mishnah that says kli balabatim shirum kiremayim, that the shear of a hole in the kalim balabatim is shear of remayim. You know, when the Mishnah says there in kalim, kli balabatim means lafuke a kalim in a store. In a store, you can't sell kalim such a hole that size. But a guy who has a kalim in his house, it's still called a kalim as long as the shear is remayim. So he says, that's my kli eitz. Because this Gemara is saying, dafka, this man is saying, dafka kamaiti zesim. But once it's bigger than zesim, it's not a kalim. I had a Mishnah in kalim says remayim. Rashi answers, that's my kli eitz. That's Rashi's teretz to this kasha. Hadrin aloch hamatznia. We just finished parak hamatznia, and Metz Hashem, we're starting now the next parak of Hazirik. Hazirik is another parak about Haitzah, and this will be the last parak of Haitzah. Then we're going to go after this to the other malachas in the Mishnayis of Kal Gadol, different avos malachas. Like the next parak starts Habayna, and the one afterwards starts Ha'oireg. But we're going to the other malachas. But this parak deals with the parak of Haitzah. Zok the Mishnah. Hazorik Meshus Yachid Rosh Hashirabim. Someone throws Meshus Yachid to Rosh Hashirabim. Meshus Yachid Chayiv. We know there's something called Haitzah and Achnasah. Haitzah means to take something out of Meshus Yachid to Rosh Hashirabim. And Achnasah means to take something from Rosh Hashirabim to Rosh Hashirabim. So our Mishnah tells us that this is not only when I carry, I walk out with it. If I throw something from my house to Rosh Hashirabim or from Rosh Hashirabim into my house, you're chayv. That's the halacha. A person is chayv even if he throws it. What about if he throws something He throws something from my yard to across the street yard, across Rosh Hashirabim. What's the halacha? You're chayv or not? So it's machlokes. Rabbi Kiva mechayv. And the Gemara doesn't clear what the reason is, but we had this a little bit before in the first parak that it could be one of Pshatim Rav Akiva would be as Kluta Kamisha Honcha, it's Ki'ilu land in Mishra Rabim. And there's another Pshat also, we'll see when we learn the Gemara. So we throw from this side of the street to the other side of the street across the Rabim, as Machlekes Rav Akiva and the Chacham. Ketzad. Shteigaz Rutayiz, Zu Kanegazu Mishra Rabim. Let's say you have two porches across the street from each other. You know, one on this side, one on the other side of the street, across the Rabim. Hamoshit v'hazerik mezu lezu potter. You throw, this is all in the chamim, you throw it or you hand it from one to another, across the Rabim, you potter. But if both porches were on the same side of the street, but it was across the Rabim because it was hanging out over the Rabim, but it was on the same side of the street. So there, someone who hands something to his friend on the other porch, yichayev, potter. But if you throw it, they're potter. Why? So why dafka? So there's two chedushim here. First of all, dafka v'duta achas on the same side, and dafka hamoishit not zayrik is chayev. What's the pshat? This is how the levim loaded up the krushim onto the wagons. We had in Parashas Nasai that the bnei merari and got four wagons. They got four wagons to load up the krushim, to carry the krushim. And they were in the Rosh Hashirabim, and they were going to start, they were going to go after the Anan to go on a trip. So the way it was lined up was two wagons in the front and two wagons behind them, and behind the two wagons was the Mishkan. So they each took krushim from the Mishkan as it was coming down, put it onto the first wagon, and then they took it from the first wagon to the second, passed it to the second wagon. So The Hitzah was, it went from one wagon to another wagon, to the length of Shishu Rabim. So it went from Shishu Yochel to Shishu Yochel, Vidyu to Achas, on one side of the street. Because it went from one wagon to the wagon in front of it, and that was to the length of the Shishu Rabim, not across the width. So Vidyu to Achas, and also the cross was so heavy, they didn't throw it, they just handed it. So that's the reason why, if it's both on the same side, and Dafka Moshe Techayev, Shekacha Yisavayos Vim, Shtei Agala Zu Achazu, Shishu Rabim, the wagons were one behind the other one of Shishu Rabim. They handed the cross from one to another. They did not throw it. So that's why Moshe, the cross of Rabbim, is Dafka Chayev on the same side of the street, and Dafka Chayev by Moshe and not by Zerik. Now also, this also answers the Kasha, by Moshe, why isn't Shnayim Shasu? Because, you know, I'm handing it to you, so it's Shnayim Shasu. Teretz is, that is part of the Chiddush, that Moshe is learned out from the Mishkan, and there, the way they did it was, by two people. Therefore, Moshe will be Chayev.